This is an interview with Angelo Nicotero for the Youngstown State University Oral History Program by Ted Carcetti at Latonia, Ohio, on April 17, 1986 at 3:10 p.m. Okay, Angelo, what can you tell me about your parents and your family? When did they... they're immigrants, right? They were immigrants.
From Italy.
All right. And when did they come to the United States?
They come here in 1909.
About 1909, all right. They came directly to Latonia then?
No, we come to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
And then from there, they come to Latonia. And then he got a job in down at Cherry Valley, Furnace.
Okay, Cherry Valley. When did he start working there?
Well, he was about 17, he told me, when he started working here.
He was 17 years
old?
Yeah,
17, 18 years old. When
now, at that period of time, Cherry Valley was probably at the height of its... the height of the peak. Right.
And then they had a Grafton furnace.
Grafton.
Yeah. That was on the west end. West end of town. But he worked at Cherry Valley, and he worked at when they cast iron in the furnace, at the furnace. Mm-hmm. And he was there maybe 20, 25 years.
All right, set me straight on this. Did Grafton and Cherry Valley, did that combine after a while or something?
No.
It's
two separate furnaces.
It's two separate furnaces.
Grafton Furnace and McKeefrey owned that. And you could quit one job, like my dad told me 10 minutes after, you could go down to Cherry Valley. But Grafton wasn't as big as Cherry Valley furnace. They used to make coke and everything down at Cherry Valley. And Grafton, they didn't.
They made what exactly did they make at Cherry Valley?
Well, they just made the raw iron.
The raw iron be produced in the steel later.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so he worked there for most of his life then, your father?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you were born when?
I was born 1919, December the 30th in Latonia.
So you lived all your life in Latonia?
All my life in Latonia. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh, 1920s, you probably remember... the late 20s when the stock market crashed, 1929. Do you happen to remember that day at all?
No.
No? But you remember the general time period, you know, when the Depression hit?
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell me how the Depression affected people in Latonia and yourself and your family?
I was about 16, 17 years old. The Depression hit. And they had a line downtown where you got surplus that you could get. They give you stuff according to your family.
Like what?
Well, they give you butter and meat and stuff like that.
Depending on the number of people in your family?
Yeah.
Where was this downtown? Where exactly? Could you...
Well, the buildings tore down to where the Dollar Bank is, and they told you it's between the Dollar Bank and a new building down there.
Uh-huh.
And they used to give a surplus. Uh-huh. And,
this was all free. This was a
free.
Direct relief
by
the government.
By the government.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And people had a line up there. And then you had a sign up that you got your stuff. And, and then there was a little old man who used to meet me at the park, and he used to tell me what he used to get. And he'd tell me, why they don't give you this and give you that. And he used to wait on me every day, every time they give stuff away.
He sort of took care of you.
Yeah.
And this is early 1930s?
Yeah.
Early 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What else did I want to ask you about that? The businesses that were in town at this time, how did they suffer? Did they just go out of business completely, or what? Do you remember?
Well, I don't remember. I remember they used to have the slaughterhouse here, two slaughterhouses. I remember one.
Where?
At, on Lisbon Road.
Yeah.
That was Flotty's slaughterhouse.
Flotty, now that name, I've run across that name. Could you tell me something about that family?
Well, they had a slaughterhouse out on Lisbon Road, and then they had a store in town.
Uh-huh.
And they used to bring their slaughter out there to the slaughterhouse and bring it in there. And then they had another meat, but I don't know where they got it. It was Slagle's, or just don't remember the Slagle or Slater meat market.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they ever had a slaughterhouse, but there was a lot of buildings. I don't remember. They had, I know one time they had 32 beer joints, and he told me.
I get all kind of different numbers. Some people tell me 22,
well,
33, you know.
I don't know where the 32 was at.
But obviously it was pretty, there were pretty many beer gardens. Why is that? Why were there so many beer gardens?
Well, they had a brewery in Leetoe.
Oh, there was a brewery?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just don't think it was right on Main Street. I just don't remember the name of it.
That was in existence when you were a young boy.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember the name of the brewery?
I do, but I just can't think of
right
it
right now.
Right now.
Yeah. Well, if it comes back to you, just mention it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, boy, that's something. It was a brewery in Leetonia, huh?
Yeah, it's right there where the tool works is. You can see some of the buildings. One little building. You know where the tool works is? We go down there to Catholic Church. And right back is the tool works, and it's between the tool works and the garage back there. There's, I think, a little building standing now.
No.
Scatter Goods is brewery, they used to call it.
Scatter Goods.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the name of it.
Uh-huh. And when that went out, do you know when that went out of business?
No.
It was during the Depression, Depression era.
Uh-huh. And then, I guess they had good beer down there.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, the way I understand, I don't remember the 32 because I was too young.
Uh-huh.
But my dad was telling me. And then they had the gang here.
Okay. You're referring to the Black Hand.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's hold off on that a second because I want to talk a little bit more about this Depression here. Were you working at the time? Did you get a job? Were you old enough to work?
Well, WPA come out. I worked on WPA. I worked on Stone Quarry.
A Stone Quarry?
Yeah, that was in Tea Garden.
Tea Garden, where's Tea Garden? I'm unfamiliar with this area.
It's between Lisbon Road and Guilford Lake. About a mile out that.
Would that be what is now known today as Franklin Square? Is that?
No.
No?
That's way beyond Franklin Square.
It's beyond Franklin Square. Is that a town, a community, or?
Well, they just call it Tea Garden. I don't know if it's a nickname or whatever it is. But they put that road between Lisbon and Salem Road to the Guilford out there. And they had a gang working on the road, and the gang breaking stones. And they load it on the truck, and then they bring it out there.
What was a typical work day like for you? When you went out there?
Well, it was an 8 hour, but they had them in sections, like A, B, and C, and D.
So it was staggered like?
Yeah, like so many come out on A, so many come out on B.
Yeah.
I worked there, I think, I would say a couple of months. Then my father got a job in the